The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Jade?
I'm doing well on this Sunday morning.
Yes, we are. 2 weeks without football. August seems so far away.
Like, I don't have a reason to get up early.
More sleeping in time for you?
More sleeping in time for me.
Okay. The bright side, right?
Yeah.
That's always what we're looking for here on SmackDown Matters. We are a part of the CSPN. You can catch us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the show. All you have to do is look for the WrestleCast-the CSPN logo through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. Just subscribe, and SmackDown Matters will show up in your feed each and every week. Miss Jade to the Max, it is once again another pay-per-view Sunday.
We just had one last week.
I know. We just coming off of NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day, which was a very good show. We actually got a chance to hear your thoughts last week on that show. So this week, I've got to hear your thoughts on this Elimination Chamber. And who do you think are going to win these matchups? So first and foremost, we were supposed to have five matches at least on the card. But Lacey Evans is pregnant, for real.
So Asuka's not going to get a match at all today?
No, so they haven't rescheduled it or said that somebody was going to take Lacey Evans's place. So as of recording this, no.
That'll be doing my girl Asuka right at all. I think people get pregnant on purpose just so they don't have to face her.
Okay. Very interesting tactic to duck someone.
Because ain't nobody ready for Asuka. She done told y'all. People don't be believing her.
So for the United States title, there's going to be a triple threat match if Keith Lee is able to make it. It's supposed to be Keith Lee, Riddle, and Bobby Lashley for the United States title. Miss Jade to the Max, who you got?
Bobby Lashley.
All right. Just to review, I picked Matt Riddle. Mo to the underscore Reese also picked Bobby Lashley. SmackDown Matters Elimination Chamber match where you have Sami Zayn, Cesaro, Jey Uso, Daniel Bryan, King Corbin, and I'm missing somebody. There's six.
Is it Shinsuke?
No, it's not Shinsuke. Hold on, I'll tell you.
Exactly. It should be.
Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Daniel Bryan, King Corbin, Sami Zayn, Jey Uso. Who you got?
Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens, and he's going to beat the brakes off of Jey Uso.
Miss Jade to the Max says Kevin Owens. I said it was going to be Daniel Bryan. Mo to the underscore Reese says it's going to be Cesaro. Then the winner of that SmackDown Elimination Chamber gets a Universal title match against Roman Reigns. Miss Jade to the Max, who you got?
Roman Reigns. He is not dropping that title before WrestleMania.
And then finally, the Raw Elimination Chamber match where Drew McIntyre will be defending the WWE title against Kofi Kingston, Sheamus, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and Jeff Hardy.
Let's see. It's time for Drew to hand the title over. I don't know. I want to say Kofi because I like Kofi, but I don't think that's going to happen. Who did you say?
I said Randy Orton.
Who did Mo pick?
He picked Drew.
It's Randy Orton, Kofi, Drew McIntyre, AJ Styles, and who?
The final participant is Sheamus.
Okay.
Jeff Hardy is in it as well.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy.
It's not going to be Jeff Hardy. I'm gonna just say Drew McIntyre.
All right, champ retained. And just added, per this show that we're about to review, but we will not be taking any points for this one because it was added so late. Me and Mo did not get a chance to make a choice, but Shayna and Nia are going to defend the women's tag team titles against Binky and Sasha Banks.
Well, we already know Binky and Sasha are not going to win because Shayna and Nia are supposed to defend it at NXT in 2 weeks.
Card subject to change. Hasn't Adam Pearce taught us anything in the last month?
Oh, that's true. But we also know that McMahon, and he's predictable.
All right.
We've been watching his show for 30 plus years. I think it's safe to say. What you mean? You can't just text Mo and ask him who he got.
I guess I could. I'll ask him, and then we'll. You're saying the champs retain. I'll say the champs retain, and I'll figure out his choice here, and we'll have that as our fifth match.
Okay.
Our hashtag for the live tweet of Elimination Chamber is hashtag ChamberCast. So starting at 7 p.m., please share your commentary with color with us on Elimination Chamber. Should be a lot of fun. Going to be interesting to see how these things play out as we get closer and closer to WrestleMania. So this week's edition of SmackDown starts out with Edge opening the show with an in-ring promo. He gives Roman credit for his decision to defend his title outside of the Elimination Chamber. It says he's going to get serious about making his decision. Well, that's when Roman and crew, they come out. Roman says there's only one choice. Edge can pick a main eventer or he can pick the main event. Edge says Roman has lost his cool and he realizes he needs Edge to be the main event at WrestleMania. Edge says he respects Roman and his family, but he's cracking under the pressure. Sami Zayn comes out. After Edge threatens to expose Roman's cracks in his armor, Sami makes his case for being in the chamber and winning the Universal title. Sami points at the WrestleMania sign for his moment right before catching a super kick from Jey Uso. Roman then walks up to Edge with his hands behind his back and whispers something to Edge and slowly backs away. Pull the straight yin-yang twins. This was funny because when Sami Zayn comes out there and he's doing all that ranting and raving at his, you know, high energy, Edge and Roman never look at him. They just straight stare at each other down.
Sami is playing his part.
Yeah, this was a very good opening promo, especially from Edge, talking about how Roman realizes that if it's not Edge, then it's not the main event. If AJ Styles wins the Elimination Chamber, then that's the main event. If he picks Drew McIntyre, then that's the main event. So that was kind of good promo from Edge. Very interesting that they used the whispering tactic to further this angle.
I mean, they had to switch it up because last week it was, you know, get in Adam Pearce's face and threaten his life. So this week they had to do something a little calmer.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it down.
Big E comes out to do commentary for the next match. He has a whole living room arrangement set up at ringside along with his Hungry Man dinner. He's got a couch, a lamp, a mini fridge, a food tray, and his dinner, and a pedicure thing too.
Do they have Hungry Man's in catering? Is that where he got it from?
I guess that's where he got it from. Yes. Right before the match against Nakamura, Apollo cuts a promo on Big E, telling him on last week when Big E told him to go to catering and collect his paycheck. He says Big E never respected him. He says his ancestors are royalty, and Big E would have lost his tongue if he spoke to them like that. He says he's about to go out here, win this match, and get what he deserves. Nakamura got a roll-up win over Apollo Crews after a transition from an armbar. Apollo then attacks Nakamura after the match. Apollo grabs the stairs, but Big E talks him down. Big E goes to check on Nakamura, and Apollo hits him from behind with the stairs. Apollo throws the stairs into the ring and goes to inflict more damage, but the ref stops him. Big E rolls to the outside of the ring. Apollo then throws the steps down from the ring onto Big E on the outside, and they have to stretcher Big E out. Apollo done soaked up that game from Roman and Paul. And now he has officially entered the new realm of his career.
He is going to be a problem for me. I don't like this black on black crime.
During Black History Month, is that too, right?
During Black History Month, they could have at least waited till March.
New coat of paint for Apollo Crews with the heel turn. So we'll see where this gets him. Some more aggression, less smiling. He's got to kind of cut out
He was smiling too much. Yeah, he was smiling too much.
Yeah, he's going to have to cut out a lot of the high flying, though.
Oh, yeah, he's a heel.
Yeah. So as Big E is getting wheeled out up the ramp, Seth Rollins comes out. He says that Big E getting betrayed by his friend was a tragedy. Seth says he knows all about that because all his friends did the same to him last week. So then we get a video.
And he did the same to all his friends 2 years ago.
So we get a recap of what happened with Seth's return last week. Seth says that he's suffering from trauma in the workplace and he's filed a lawsuit. It's pending. He's confident they're going to win. He calls everyone
a hostile work environment.
Yeah. He calls everyone in the back losers and singles out Cesaro and anyone who runs in his circle. Seth says, embrace the vision. Yeah, this was pretty funny. Owens and Edge are backstage. They have an interaction where Edge praises Kevin Owens' fighting spirit. Owens says that he's become obsessed with winning that Universal title from Roman. And kind of like a weird clip, because nothing else happened, they show Big E getting wheeled to the ambulance, but they never show him like getting in or anybody attacking him or anything. I guess they're just, you know, just a follow-up. Tamina and Natalya get a win over the Riot Squad.
Come on, Tamina!
Now Ruby Riott seeing stars.
Yeah, trying to fight back against the powerhouse that is Tamina. You know, we've heard so much about the friendship between Tamina and Natalya, Corey. But now an opportunity to prove that friendship and how it will play off in the ring as a team.
And Tamina and Natalya both have very similar upbringings. Both grew up with fathers who were WWE superstars. They've been very familiar with this world, this lifestyle, and it's drawn them together.
Yeah, Tamina driving an elbow into the knee of Liv Morgan, and now just Liv Morgan, though, looking for the sunset flip. Just Tamina, too strong, too powerful. And now missed with a right hand. A Matrix-like move by Morgan, but she got caught.
Just the raw power possessed by Tamina.
Morgan looking to use her speed. Springboard off the second rope, runs right into Tamina.
Ruby looking to push the pace, using her speed to her advantage.
Natalya sent into the center of the ring, and Ruby Riott off the ropes. Now Natalya.
Great power by Natalya, able to avoid contact. Ruby now.
Yeah, the southpaw unloading on Natalya now. Tag made. Morgan's legal.
I don't know if Natalya is aware, but she is now.
There's the double team by the Riot Squad, stacking up Natalya for the win and a kick out of two.
Going to take a little more than that to put Natalya. Oh, my God. Look who's here.
Well, Billy Kay, who is trying to become part of the Riot Squad.
But
she's out here in a Tamina t-shirt, Corey, and I think the cat ears are for Natalya, right?
Well, of course, Billy.
And that's a Natalya from behind, rolling up Ruby and a kick out of two.
Billy Kay's clearly grown tired of being shunned by the Riot Squad.
She's cost the Riot Squad a number of matches in recent weeks.
That's
Tamina
debatable.
Makes the tag. And now Tamina.
Oh, my
blasting
goodness.
Morgan off the apron.
Like a runaway train. I don't know if Ruby got enough of that, but enough to rock Tamina momentarily.
Yeah, now Tamina, though. Look at the power of Tamina just planting Ruby Riot. Cover now by Tamina. Tamina and Natalya. Impressive. Wow.
Here are your winners, Natalya and Tamina.
And now Billie Kay celebrating with her new friends.
Not that much different than after a big time soccer game or, you know, people run on the field to celebrate. It's very similar.
Oh, well, apparently Tamina and Natalya want nothing to do with Billy Kay's friendship.
Oh, they probably haven't seen her resume. Very impressive. Almost as impressive as this win was for Tamina and Natalya.
Tamina won something. She had a new move, too.
Mm-hmm. Billie Kay was at ringside in her Tamina Rule shirt, or Nobody's Meaner Than Tamina shirt. And she tried.
I thought she was the Riot Squad.
Well, the Riot Squad didn't want nothing to do with her, so now she's a chameleon.
Oh, Lord, this girl.
Billie Kay tries to join in the celebration, but Tamina super kicks her instead. So not only did she have on the meaner than Nobody's Meaner Than Tamina shirt, she also had on the natty cat ears too.
That girl. It's funny how she's getting more TV time than the one that Vince thought would be a superstar.
That's because they lumped her in with Lacey Evans and then had Lacey Evans suck all the limelight away, and now Lacey Evans can't even do nothing anymore.
Lacey Evans, a succubus.
We have an Edge and Baron Corbin interaction backstage. He tells Edge to bow down the next time he sees someone in an expensive suit and a timepiece. Edge shows Corbin his timepiece, his phone.
Corbin better respect the legend, the Hall of Famer.
Corbin talking about we were
fine with him, you know, beating up on Rey Mysterio, but he's not going to be talking about Edge like that.
Corbin talking about he had on a $10,000 suit and a $39,000 watch. He out here trying to get his Will Ospreay on.
He want to be Cameron Grimes so bad.
We have episode 2 of the Ding Dong Hello Show. Nia and Shayna ring the doorbell. They both, of course, try to come through the door at the same time, but of course they can't fit. So that's the little gag there. Bayley, Nia, and Sasha, Nia, Bayley, and Shayna clear the air about beating Bayley and Sasha for the tag team titles. The tag team champs begin to run down Sasha and Bianca when Reginald, a.k.a. Skippy Flippy, comes out to defend the good name of Sasha Banks. He says her and her new sidekick, Bianca Belair, would crush Nia and Shayna if it came down to it. Nia Jax steps to Reggie.
Who asked him to talk?
Nia Jax steps to Reggie and begins to threaten him when Sasha Banks comes out and tells Reggie to never speak for her. Sasha says Binky will face her at Mania because the division revolves around her. Binky comes out. She says she'll deal with Shania later, like she mixed together Shayna and Nia. But Reggie, she told Reggie that she ain't nobody's sidekick, side piece, side nothing. Binky says that she's the one who was the star of the division, and the other people don't revolve around her. They get beat by her.
Girl.
Reggie says that, whoa, they're on the same team, and they need to stop fighting each other. So he proposes a 6-person tag match, which Nia accepts.
Who is he? Why is he? Oh, first of all, who pays this man? Why is he here?
I think so. What's funny about
Daddy DeVille approved this?
No, she did not. What's so funny about this is every time somebody interrupts, so Sasha Banks comes down, right? Or Reggie comes down first. Bailey's like, the door. Use the door. Come through the door. Sasha comes down. Use the door, you idiot.
She needs a bigger door. Just stretch it across that one side of the ring so they don't have a choice but to go through it.
So Reginald, Binky, and Sasha, they get the win over Nia, Shayna, and Bayley. When Nia was going for a body slam to Reggie, when Binky and Sasha basically double drop kicked him to put Reggie in the pinning position for the 1-2-3. Nia Jax was tossing his ass around.
Of course she was. I was waiting for Raquel Gonzalez to toss her around.
Oh, you like that little interaction this week?
Oh, of course I did. Look, go Dakota and go Raquel.
Yeah, so little interesting twist here with Nia and Shayna, you know, getting that Binky and Sasha rub, plus Reggie in here too. My thoughts are coming true about this Reggie guy. Slowly coming over to the Sasha side.
He just forgot about poor Carmella. She is just in the back and catering, drinking Corbell and eating finger sandwiches.
He compared Sasha Banks to, like, you know, some expensive ass wine. He said that Shayna and Nia, and Nia especially, was the box wine that you buy.
Juice boxes.
And Nia, when she was beating him up, was like, I ain't no cheap wine. I'm expensive, baby.
Her and her whole.
Cesaro backstage promo on Seth's words early in the night. He says that he was hoping that Seth was going to change, but he didn't. He says he will deal with him later. Then Cesaro focuses on the chamber and tonight's main event. Edge comes up to Cesaro and praises his grit. Cesaro thanks him and says he'll see him in the main event at WrestleMania.
Wait, Cesaro had a main event match again on Friday?
Yeah, it's a six-man tag.
Oh, that's right. But this is his second week being in the main event. No, third week. Mm-hmm. Is it therapy?
Yes, it is.
Okay, main event, Cesaro.
The Mysterios get a win over the Alpha Academy. God. After Otis got DQ'd for beating too much ass, he hit Rey Mysterio with like a fall, not like a fall away, but like a fall forward, like body slam. Then he ran. Then he was like, the ref was counting and he didn't break the count. So then Chad Gable was like, hey, hit him with the big splash. So he bounced off the ropes and gave him a big splash. Then he was like, hey, this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So he went and drug Rey Mysterio over towards the corner, and Otis got on the second rope and hit another big splash, crushing Rey Mysterio Jr. So I guess Alpha Academy has turned heel as well.
Good for them. Otis needed to turn a corner there. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Edge thanks Daniel Bryan for the inspiration to try to come back. Daniel says that he can thank him by wrestling him at WrestleMania if he beats Roman at the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. Daniel Bryan and Cesaro are in the back giving Kevin Owens a hard time about passing out those stunners last week and always turning on his partners. He tells them they don't have to worry about that tonight, but on Sunday, they definitely have to worry about a stunner or two or three or four. Reggie, he delivers Carmella some wine. She questions his whereabouts. He tries to play it off, and she says she saw him out there. She says,
I'm about to say, you mean to tell me she know he was in a whole ass match 10 minutes ago?
She says she'll trust him to do the right thing. She takes a sip of the wine, doesn't like it, spits it back into Corbell. The glass, and then throws the wine in his face. It's COVID, people.
Huh. She don't like Corbell anymore? Oh, no, she had Cooks this time. That's what it was, Cooks.
Then we get the announcement that Nia and Shayna will defend the tag team titles against Sasha and Binky at the Elimination Chamber. Then Cesaro, Daniel Bryan, and Kevin Owens, they got the win over Sami Zayn, Baron Corbin, and Jey Uso after Daniel Bryan hit a butterfly suplex off the top rope onto Sami Zayn, followed by the Yes Lock. Sami Zayn taps out. after the match.
Yay.
Baron Corbin hits the end of days on Daniel Bryan. Kevin Owens then stuns Baron Corbin. Sami Zayn hits an exploded suplex onto Kevin Owens. Jay then super kicks Sami Zayn. Edge spears Jay, and then a Roman spears Edge. And that is how SmackDown ended.
With everybody doing a finisher on somebody.
Mm-hmm. But the biggest one was Roman spearing Edge.
He needs to be careful. Edge is delicate. You know, he had that neck surgery.
When they were first facing off at the beginning of the show, I was like, man, Roman might put this man in a wheelchair this week. After he
might.
Yeah, after he came out there last week and got the best of him with the help of Kevin Owens. So another strong effort from SmackDown, even though there wasn't a lot of wrestling, particularly on this show.
This was a build. It's a building week.
Yes, yes. A go-home show that was heavy on promos and story. They did a lot more with talking than they did with actual wrestling, but the the things that they did advance were pretty cool. This Billy Kay situation is getting more and more intriguing by the week. Seth Rollins,
I wonder what they're going to end up doing with her.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know what the end game is. I guess she's going to find a tag team partner eventually in somebody.
I mean, she had a tag team partner.
Did, but then they screwed it up, right?
Big time.
So
left them together, but whatever.
Yeah, they could have for the sake of the, you know, the sake of the
women's squad. Tag team division.
Right, yeah. Right. But, oh well. So, Big E turning heel. That was a big part of this episode as well. Seth Rollins making it clear he's coming after Cesaro, so that has all the makings of being a heck of a feud and some very good matches once we get that thing settled up.
Cesaro better work on his promos.
I have a sneaking suspicion that Binky and Sasha, even though I didn't pick them, are going to win the belts, and then they're going to have that, you know, uneasy alliance where they're the champions, but they also, you know, Binky has still got her eyes on the title and stuff, and they're going to have to try to work together while at the same time on this collision course with each other. You know, Vince loves to do that. What else? The Edge with the interaction with everybody in the back and on commentary, he was really putting everybody over. Talking about how Baron Corbin is a good thinker, and, you know, Sami Zayn is, you know, very strategic, and Daniel Bryan is, you know, like I said, an inspiration, and how Cesaro is on fire, and, you know, Kevin Owens has the, you know, fighting spirit, and, you know, thinks that, you know, Jey Uso has the ability to, you know, take Roman to the limit if it came down to him. So I thought he did a very good job all night trying to establish why everybody is a threat to win the match on Sunday. So thought he was strong in the commentary.
I guess Elimination Chamber might be solid. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's not going to be... it wasn't a bad thing that, you know, it won't top TakeOver, but, you know.
Of course not. And are we surprised? No. Are we ever surprised that TakeOver is always better? No.
Do you like this week's events on what happened on NXT with Adam Cole out here getting Kyle O'Reilly?
Adam Cole, baby. This Undisputed Era is over.
Yeah, they done disbanded us.
And poor Roderick Strong is just gonna fade into obscurity now.
I hope not. I hope they can
him and Bobby Fish, because we know who the true stars of that stable are. Roderick Strong can go home and be a family man.
Oh gosh.
Because when was the last time we saw his wife on TV?
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I wonder what wrestlers do when like Vince McMahon isn't using them for a period. Like, what do?
You gotta show
a job.
No, you gotta show up. You gotta go to work. Even if you don't do anything, you gotta come to the building and hang out.
In catering.
Yeah.
So they can always know where you're at in case they need you.
Uh-huh. Just in case.
Just in case.
Yep.
I guess. But then it's also, it's not like they're doing a lot like fan meet and greets and stuff. So I can understand.
You might have to do like, you know, .com stuff. You may have to, you know, just even if you're not on camera, you still got to show up. Unless they tell you otherwise. Yeah.
I guess. So what, is he paying him an hourly wage to sit back and catch?
Well, I guess, you know, some people are on Main Event. Some people are on 205 Live. So, I mean, you know, even though we don't see you on Raw or SmackDown, they're still putting you on TV to some, you know, avenue.
I guess so. Interesting.
Are you a fan of Malcolm Bivens on NXT?
Is that the one that talks too much?
He's the manager guy who's trying to get Tyler Rust over. He's always you're
the
hustling.
The one that talks too much. Oh, he was ear hustling to who was it?
Kushida.
Yes. He all right, I guess. He's no Paul Heyman.
Looks like they're about to have us have a Swerve Scott and Leon Ruff little feud over on NXT.
And that I can get behind. I love me some Leon.
He's got some good music, too.
He does. That's my homie. Like my little cousin.
Casey Catanzaro, pray for her. Zali gonna whoop her.
Man. They might as well go ahead and make her WWE alumni because she ain't coming back from that ass beating. Kate's gonna have to find a new partner. I hear Billy Kay's looking for someone.
They actually got a good win though over Aaliyah and Jessica May, a little Team Sunshine. They put out a new like finishing move that was kind of cool. So good for them.
Yeah, Casey, little Casey. I was like, oh dang, she's gonna die next week. Whew.
Looks like we're gonna get our EO versus Tony Storm 1-on-1 match because Tony Storm attacked EO during her photo shoot.
That's what we wanted from the beginning. Like, I like Mercedes and everything, but she was effing up the match. Like, it was a good match still, but it was a little slower than I would have liked because Mercedes doesn't move as quickly as Tony and EO. So that's what we wanted to begin with, EO and Tony Storm.
The way they continue to be entertaining, even though they don't get wins, Johnny Gargano found Austin Theory.
That was so funny when they came out with the missing poster.
Right.
And Beth Phoenix took the words right out of my mouth, like, oh, are they on a milk carton? I was like, look at Beth with the jokes.
Pat McAfee came through to enlighten us, to tell us how right he was about Adam Cole, just in case, you know, we forgot.
We want Pat McAfee back for a couple more episodes. I like him.
Yeah, this was a good episode. He's like of NXT.
A1 trash talker.
For sure. Yeah, this was really good.
Well, I mean, he didn't play with Phillip Rivers, so, because Phillip Rivers talks a lot of trash, too. Yeah,
he played with Peyton Manning.
Oh yeah, he ain't learned nothing. Well, he learned how to trash. He ain't learned how to trash talk from Peyton.
Yeah, so Peyton Manning was his quarterback with the Colts. But yeah, looking forward to Elimination Chamber. It's going to be another busy week. There's a couple of big New Japan events going on this week coming up as well. So big 2 weeks of wrestling back to back, coming off the Takeover, Elimination Chamber, and then New Japan, and then. In a couple of weeks, we have Revolution for AEW, where Shaq is going to wrestle. He's going to team up with Miss Jade Cargill to take on Cody and Brandy's protege, Red Velvet.
I was about to say, Brandi is not wrestling. She's pregnant.
Yes, she is. Kenny Omega and John Moxley are going to have a Bob Wire exploding death match. Like, no rope, barbed wire. Yeah, death match.
Well, I hope Renee's husband, baby daddy, doesn't get too messed up.
The guy that I would be fearing for is Kenny Omega, because this is not the type of match that he operates in. This isn't his steez.
This is more of John Moxley.
Oh, this is definitely John Moxley's steez.
Because even before he came to WWE, he was doing all kinds of crazy. He would have done very well in ECW.
It's actually an exploding barbed wire death match.
Yeah, this is right up his alley.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're going to get ultra violent in a couple of weeks on AEW.
And their pay-per-view. That'll be good. And how many women's matches are there at this pay-per-view? Just the one, the tag team?
Yeah, they haven't done a good job of advancing Asuka in the last few months. She's basically heading into WrestleMania on a cold program because it looks like Binky is going to face off against Sasha. She hasn't really shown as much energy towards Asuka as she has towards Sasha. So unless they can heat somebody else up in the next 6 weeks, it's going to be a toss up to see who Asuka gets to face at WrestleMania. I guess they'll just go ahead and advance that Charlotte turn. And guess we'll get Charlotte and Asuka one more time.
Nobody's ready for Asuka. That's what it is.
Literally.
You know who I want to see? I want Io versus Asuka. That's what I want.
That would be a dream match.
It would be.
Kairi Sane wanted to wrestle Asuka before she went back to Japan. They were teasing that for them, but they never happened. It never happened.
So disappointing. Hell, I'll take Asuka versus Kushida at this point. Get her somebody.
Yes.
That'd be a good match, too.
Yeah, she definitely needs to get her program and her main event status up, of worthy being the champion.
So it just goes to show the win. What about Rhea? What is Rhea doing? I thought she was on the main roster now.
She is, but there's a lot of people that are on the main roster that they're not doing anything with. Rhea's...
Well, they need to send her back to NXT then.
Yeah, Rhea's in apparently Vanessa Bourne, and even though she's hurt, or she was hurt, she should be healed up by now. Hot mess. I can't even think of her name now.
Chelsea Green?
Yeah, Chelsea Green. They're on the main roster too.
But Chelsea was hurt.
Yes, she definitely was hurt. Vanessa Bourne was in Retribution for a couple of those early, when they had a whole bunch of people in Retribution. She was one of the people out there. But they haven't advanced or brought her onto the main roster with anything yet.
Vince, man, just give Triple H the reins, man. Just let Triple H and Stephanie run it. And Vince can go home and be retired.
Well.
But Linda probably don't want his ass at home either.
That's usually what happens when, you've been working for the majority of 50, 60 years, and then you retire, and then all of a sudden your wife is like, what are you doing here? You're spending too much time.
Like, why are you? She gonna send his ass to Bed Bath & Beyond and get a part-time job. He's not gonna be here bothering me every day, all day.
Right. I liked it when you were only here for 12 to 18 hours a week.
Right. you get to see the grandkids, hey, and then go back out on the road.
Right, right. Well, all right, Miss J to the Max, without any further ado, I will turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to Don and our entire WrestleCast crew. Looking forward to tweeting with you all this evening. I will try to be on time, but you all know me.
Yeah, we'll see your tweets pop up at like 11:15, the beginning of the...
Listen, the beginning of the replay of Elimination Chamber. Listen, okay, SmackDown and Raw and NXT, those are my fault because we get them 3 hours later than the East Coast. Because, you know how they say up next, except on the West Coast. Yeah, right. So that's why I'm always late to that. But anyway, shout out to y'all. Looking forward to seeing your tweets, and it'll be a fun Sunday afternoon.
Well, thank you,
Jay. That's if brunch doesn't get extended into kickoff time.
Okay. I was about to say that's a late brunch, but I forgot West Coast time. Right. Y'all do things a little bit different out there.
Look, if your brunch doesn't last for at least 8 hours, you didn't brunch.
Good gosh.
Your brunch doesn't turn into dinner. What are you even doing?
Thank you, Miss Jade to the Max, for joining me once again here on SmackDown Matters. Waking up early, West Coast time, to do this each and every Sunday. So definitely appreciate you. Thank you to Miss Didi Jone. We're just, here renting space in her condo. So thank you. Everybody who's going to join us for the live tweet, again, ChamberCast is the hashtag. We definitely appreciate you sharing your commentary with color with us. Thank you to Mo to the _ Reese, Mr. Anwar Starwin, Miss Simi, for recording episodes this week. Rawcast, NXT Cast, and the cast of Strong Style. Also, check out The Dark Match over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Check out our AEW reviews and also some candid conversations between myself, Anwar Starwin, and Mo to the _ Reese. Also, check out CSPN.us. Go over there and click on the tab that says Keep Our Podcast Free. Do some shopping with our sponsors like I did with Amazon this week to help keep the podcast free each and every week. Some of your purchases will come back to the CSPN to help pay the bills and keep the shows free each and every week. So share your commentary with color each and every Friday night by using the hashtag SmackDown Matters. Monday nights, use a Rawcast. On Wednesdays, NXT Cast and the Dynamite Cast for NXT and AEW. So please, there's many opportunities each and every week to share your commentary with color with us. And until next week, for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLorenzo. This has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
See y'all.
Choices to make. I got a lot of decisions to make this Sunday. You see, on one hand, we have Drew McIntyre, the WWE champion, defending his championship inside the Elimination Chamber. We have Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion, defending his championship at Elimination Chamber. Now, I'm not one to judge. I'm called the ultimate opportunist, but to me, Roman's making the smart play here. You see, Drew, he can lose his championship in an instant, whereas Roman is going to defend his championship against a man who had to survive a chamber match. Two matches, 13 possible opponents. So I'm going to quit flapping my gums and start evaluating what I'm going to do this Sunday and choosing my main event opponent at WrestleMania, because this is the biggest decision of my career.
You don't have 13 to choose from, because there's only one. And the one is a 4-time, could have been a 5-time, about to be a 6-time WrestleMania main event.
Here's the thing. You want me to acknowledge you as the main event of WrestleMania, but I just can't do that. See, a couple of weeks ago, I saw you do something you've never done before. You lost your cool. So you're slowing the uptake, but it confirmed what I already realized. You realize that you need me to be the main event of WrestleMania. So what you need to ask yourself is, do you want me to expose the dents in your armor? Do you really want me to focus on you? Now check your ego and actually think about that long and hard.
Let me explain something to both of you, all right? WWE management didn't want me in the Elimination Chamber match, but I plowed my way in, and that should worry both of you. Edge, once upon a time, you were the ultimate opportunist, but you are looking at the master strategist, and that should worry you. I want you to get my moment. I want you to get my... Actually, I don't even trust you. Get my guys over here. Come over here. Get the shot. Get this iconic shot, this image of Sami Zayn pointing at the WrestleMania sign, pointing at my destiny, because make no mistake about it, fellas, Sami Zayn is going to WrestleMania.